How many cars have you repossessed for him?
About 15, 20.
She says the check was in the mail.
I was never shown any papers of repossession and he was trespassing on my property.
And this repo man,
I jumped in, I pulled his seat up to repo it,
wasn't leaving without a fight.
He ran out, jumped in the back seat while I was still going back, and she pulled me literally off the pedals.
She thought you were stealing her car.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Wendy Pacheco is suing car dealer Michael Googins and his salesman Aubrey Long for damaging her vehicle while attempting a repossession.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 419 on the calendar in the matter of Pacheco versus Googins Long.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, ma'am. Have a seat.
Ms. Pacheco, you purchased a car from Mr. Googins some
yes.
time ago.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that Mr. Googins illegally tried to repossess your car when there was no money at that point due and owing. And in the process of doing that, he damaged the car.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Googins says that you did, in fact, owe him some money on the car, hadn't paid. This is his employee, the Mr. Long.
Yes, ma'am.
You actually did the physical act of attempting to repossess the car.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have a counterclaim because you claim that Ms. Pacheco assaulted you as you were trying to repossess the car.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Googins, how long has Mr. Long been working for you?
A year.
When did he start?
Roughly a year ago.
What month and year? When did you start working for him?
On last July.
July of 2009?
Yes, ma'am.
And what kind of work do you do for Mr. Googins?
I sell cars for him.
How many other people does he have selling cars for him?
Just me.
Just you?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what's the location where you sell his cars?
Over there off US 1.
US 1 and where?
US 1 New Kings. New Kings Road, Your Honor.
How many cars have you repossessed for him?
I've repossessed a couple of them.
How many is a couple, Mr. Long?
About 15, 20.
How many have you repossessed successfully?
All of them except for this, Your Honor.
And what are your instructions when you repossess a car, Mr. Long?
I have the repossession paper with me at all times, so when they come out, they show it to them and tell them they've been repoed.
You ever have any trouble with people?
No, ma'am. Except for this one.
Ms. Pacheco, what month and year did you purchase the car from Mr. Googins?
Ma'am, I purchased it on 3/10 of 2009.
May I see the contract of sale?
Yes, and the gentleman that sold me the vehicle was not this gentleman. His name is
Paul. No, he didn't start working for him until July. Mr. Long did not start working to Mr. Googins until July.
Those are all the papers that I was given, Your Honor. And
just a second. I can read. Hold on. Nobody signed this agreement.
And they also have the wrong address, ma'am.
Nobody signed. Do you have a contract?
Yes,
I'd
Your
like
Honor.
To see it. Bert, could you give
I have the contract, and I also have where she signed a repossession agreement, and
I just
she moved as well. That's why there's not.
Yes. Shh.
Okay.
Contract.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Read it, Ms. Pacheco. And don't say anything. Just read it. Is your signature on the bottom?
I was never given this copy, nor did I sign it.
I didn't ask you whether you were given the copy. I asked you to look at the signature. I've just looked at the signature on your complaint, and it appears to be the same signature.
I never received any of this information. All the information I was given, you have.
There's nothing here that's signed.
Yeah, they gave me no papers of original signed copies, and I don't live in Jacksonville, Florida, never have.
Can I see that, please?
Yes, ma'am. I've never resided there.
Where were you living when the car was purchased?
Archer, Florida.
Where did you get this address? Who lives at 130 in Jacksonville? Who lives there?
You got me. It should be Archer.
Is your address 133... Archer, Florida?
It was, yes.
Oh, all right. So then, that's okay.
Until she moved. Excuse me. Okay.
Okay. So it is clear from this piece of paper that you signed that you paid outright $3,500.
Yes, ma'am.
Then there was $875 left. You've made a $400 payment on or about April of 2009. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
That is correct.
Yes, Your Honor.
And subsequent to that, you received no money.
Yes, Your Honor.
So that you were paid up April 10th and May 10th.
Your Honor.
Yes.
When I made this agreement with him, I never agreed to pay $200 a month. I was a student, yeah. And when I made the $400 payment to him, he knew that it was for...
Don't tell me what he knew. This is all I have.
Something I never had a copy of that, and I never agreed to that. I never would have.
Well, I'm telling you that I have your signature on it.
I did not sign that piece of paper, Your Honor, nor do I have a copy of it in my paperwork that I was given.
I don't care whether you have a copy of it, and I find that it is your signature, Ms. Pacheco. It is your signature. On both sides of the paper. Okay, you may have had what you considered an independent agreement with him that you would pay him $100 a month.
Yes, ma'am.
An oral agreement, you may have believed that, but this written agreement surpasses that oral agreement.
Your Honor.
What I'm telling you is this written agreement surpasses that oral agreement. So you were paid up until May. Your next payment was on or about June 10th, 2009. Is that when her payment was, sir?
I do believe it was the month prior to that.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, that's fine.
She gave you $400, which counts for...
She still owed the money.
Just a second. She gave you $400, which took care of the months of April 2009 and May of 2009. So she owed you for June, July, and this provides that there will be one payment of $75.58 in August, because that's just the odd payment that's left.
Yes, Your Honor.
So, at the time, she owed you approximately $400.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you repossessed the car when? In August?
We went to repossess the car.
When did you repossess the car?
We weren't able to repossess
the
car.
When did you attempt to repossess the car?
On July 28th.
So, in July, she had missed two payments. So she
Correct.
Missed $400 worth of payments, according to this.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Pacheco.
Your Honor, I have the canceled check payment for the $400.
I understand that.
And when Mr. Guggins had sent Mr. Long to my residence, I was never shown any papers of repossession of anything at any time. And he was trespassing on my property, which was illegal in the police report that I have for you, because I did call the police about the damage that he did to my car.
Hey, Your Honor. Hey, that was wrong, because like she said first time, that wasn't her signature. I don't believe her. Yes, ma'am.
Listen to me. I don't care what you believe. So what I believe, that's important.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have the repossession papers?
Yes, ma'am.
Stop
All right, here. Already. Okay, sorry.
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I jumped in, I pulled his seat up to repo it, and I was backing it up, and she ran out, jumped in the back seat while I was still going back, and she pulled me literally off the pedals. And that's when...
She thought you were stealing her car.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Wendy Pacheco says, car dealer Michael Guggins and salesman Aubrey Long owe for damage caused to her car when they attempted to repossess it. Aubrey is countersuing for assault.
Okay. Did you make any notice to her? You're not required to under this repossession agreement. Did you make any notice to her by mail that she was late in payment?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Pacheco.
Ma'am, I also have here a consumer complaint about Mr. Guggins' auto business and...
I don't read that.
Okay. And then I also have the police report, if you'd like to see that as well.
Yeah, I'll read it. I'm just curious to see what it says.
And the pictures as well.
Well, here it is, Ms. Pacheco. Here's your problem. You gave me the police report. You know what it says?
Yes, ma'am.
It says you were behind in your payments a couple of months.
At the time, that's what they were screaming to me.
It says you told them. I'll read it to you. Pacheco advised she was behind a few months on her car payments, but only owed Guggins $400, which is exactly what he says that you owed him, and that you were behind a couple of months.
Yes.
So, based upon this repossession agreement that you signed, he had every right to come to your home to try to repossess your car. That's what you signed off on. And this is the installment contract, which you seem to have acknowledged to the police, Ms. Pacheco, because he says you were 2 months behind. This says you were 2 months behind. And the police say you were 2 months behind because that's what you told them.
Yes, ma'am.
Entitled to come and repossess the car. Now, is the car registered to you, Ms. Pacheco?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the address on the registration? I'd like to see it.
I don't have the registration with me, but I do have my insurance policy.
I'd like to see it. What notification, Mr. Guggins, did you make to her prior to attempting to repossess the car?
Called her several times.
At what phone number?
At her 352 number. And she
Give it to me.
And she also had moved without letting us know her new address.
Don't tell me moved. I don't want you to tell me moved. I want you to tell me you called her at a phone. Did you speak to her?
Yes, Your Honor.
You did?
Yes.
When?
Not have exact date, but did talk to her. Yes, I'm sending the money, Mike. No worries. And what do we see? No money. Then we go get the car. All we want is the money.
Okay. What happened to the trespass charges, Mr. Guggins?
It was dropped. It's really a gray area when it comes into repossession.
I understand.
Okay.
I just asked you what happened.
Oh, nothing. All charges are dropped. There's no trespass at all.
Now, did you repair the car?
Negative.
You did not?
No, Your Honor.
Now, contact was made with both you and Ms. Pacheco, and Pacheco advised that she would be willing to drop the trespass charges against Guggins if Guggins would come to an agreement with her. Guggins agreed to repair the damage to the car if Pacheco would pay the vehicle off. Did she pay the vehicle off?
Eventually.
Did she pay the vehicle off?
Yes, Your Honor.
Then you got to fix the car.
No.
Yeah, well, that's what you told the police, sir. That's what you told the police. You said, I agree that if she pays off the car and if the charges are dropped, then I will repair the car. That's what you said.
Why would I pay for the car that she wrecked because she assaulted my guy?
Listen to me carefully, Mr. Guggins.
Yes, Your Honor.
First of all, that is what you told the police officer. Just like she told the police officer that she owed a couple of months, she didn't tell that to me. She made up another story for me. But she told that to the police officer. Police officer has no reason to lie in his report.
They were on her side.
No. They weren't on her side, sir. She says that she had an agreement with you for $100 a month, which would have meant she didn't owe you anything. They put down here that she said, I owe him a couple of months, but I didn't have the money. So they weren't on her side, and they weren't on your side. They were recorders of what you told them. And what you told them was if she paid off the car, you would be willing to repair it. And in addition, there is a gray area with regard to repossessing cars. You certainly have the right to repossess a car based on your agreement, but you can't go in and take it out of her house. That you can't do. You cannot trespass in her house to take the car. You find it in the street. You find it in a parking lot. I'm going to go back, Mr. Long, to you. Listen to me very, very carefully. If you hit him again, I'm going to throw you out. Do you get it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Are you still in business?
Yes, Your Honor.
I can put you out of business in a second. Nobody will buy another car from you, sir. Do you understand, Mr. Guggins? I know where you live. I do.
Yes, Your Honor.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Wendy Pacheco says her car was damaged when car dealer Michael Guggins and employee Aubrey Long attempted to repossess it. Aubrey claims Wendy assaulted him during the incident.
You've repossessed other cars for Mr. Guggins.
Yes, Your Honor.
Where have you located the other cars?
And parking lots and restaurants and things like that.
Right. Was this the first time you went into someone's home to repossess a car?
Yes, Your Honor.
You can't do that. You can't go into their home. Restaurants, parking lots? Oh, yes. In a public place? Oh, yes. The reason you can't go into her house is she doesn't know who you are. What if she's a licensed gun holder and she looks in her attached garage and there you are in her car and she doesn't know who you are and she says, I have to protect my properties, leaving with my property, and she shoots you. And they said, I didn't know that they were there to repossess my car. He hadn't come into the house and said, I'm here to repossess your car. He just said to you, Mr. Long, go in and get the car. And he waited outside, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Right. Sent you in to get the car, and you had to move the seat all the way up because that's what you said you had to do.
Yes, Your Honor.
And she jumped in the back seat of the car and was pulling you.
Yes, Your Honor.
Apologize, Your Honor. Apologize.
And she was pulling you.
Yes, Your Honor.
To get you out.
When I went to go repo it on July 28th, I went up there and I jumped in, I pulled the seat up to repo it, and I was backing it up. I had it in reverse. And she ran out, jumped in the back seat while I was still going back, and she pulled me literally off the pedals. And that's
she
when
she thought you were stealing her car.
No, I had the papers saying you've been repossessed.
No, just a second. Mr. Long, you may have had it in your hand, but before you got into that car, you didn't tell her that you were there to repossess her car. So all she saw was a guy in her car pulling it out of her driveway. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
You can't go into her house. That's part of her home, to repossess a car. You can do it outside, but you can't do it in her house. You got it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Fine. Now, Ms. Pacheco, you have an estimate for fixing your car?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it.
I have two of them.
You have to understand that Mr. Googins had every right to repossess
and
your
this
car.
Is also the
in an appropriate, listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Googins had every right to repossess your car, but in an appropriate way.
Yes, ma'am.
The police in Florida may have chosen not to prosecute this case as a trespass because they had other things to do when he pleaded ignorance, which I can understand.
Yes, ma'am.
And he has to fix your car.
Yes, ma'am.
But you were wrong not to pay him. You were wrong
yes,
not
ma'am.
To pay him. And you figured, well, I didn't have the money, whatever it was. I didn't have the money, and I paid him most of it, and maybe he'll forget about the rest.
Your Honor.
But he doesn't have to forget about the rest.
During our conversations that he admitted to that we had, he told me that I had paid $400, I was good, not to worry about anything. No, 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 there's no
You gotta
problems.
Read what you sign.
Yes, ma'am.
You signed a credit agreement and an installment agreement, and you were behind 2 months, and you knew you were behind 2 months because that's what you told the police.
Yes.
So don't make excuses. I want to see the damage that was done to the car. Photograph, please.
It's in the police report, ma'am.
Because there's no way that I'm going to award you $2,700 to fix a car that you paid $3,500 for. That is not, I repeat, not big time happening, Ms. Pacheco.
Your Honor.
What?
I could fix that car for a couple hundred dollars. There's no damage done to it. Minor.
Well, then I'll have her bring you the car and you can fix it.
Okay, done deal.
That's what I asked you before. That was the agreement that you made with the police officer. But I don't want to hear that you did any patch job on it. Do you understand that? Do you understand, Mr. Googins? I know where you live. I
yes.
do.
Yes, Your Honor.
I do. Are you still in business?
Yes, Your Honor.
I can put you out of business in a second. Nobody will buy another car from you, sir. So if you say you're going to fix her car, you're going to fix her car. Otherwise, this case is going to have a postscript with what the car looked like after you fixed it. And I guarantee you, nobody in Jacksonville, Florida will come and buy a car from you. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Perfect. Very good. He's going to fix your car.
Ma'am?
What?
I just honestly don't trust him.
I don't care whether you trust him or not.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Listen to me. You are not blameless in this matter, madam. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And that was your agreement with the police?
Yes.
That's what he's going to do. And he's going to do a good job because he wants to maintain his business. And I'm just the girl who can close it up if he doesn't do a good job.
Yes, Your Honor, and I'll take pictures and send it to you before and after.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Very fair. He's going to fix it. Whatever it is, whatever damage was caused as a result of being backed out. Anything else?
Just punitive damages for the stress.
Yeah, you're lucky that I'm
that
lucky
I had
that you're getting your car fixed. Should have paid your bills, then you wouldn't have this problem.
Amen.
Okay. Now, where were you hospitalized as a result of all this?
I didn't seriously get hurt, but I did have bruises and bumps on my forehead.
Do you have any photographs?
No, ma'am.
Good. Your case is dismissed. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She said the check's in the mail. You know, that's what they all say.
I never, ever had that conversation with him.
Check's in the mail. I'll call you tomorrow.
The agreement was $100 a month.
No money. That's when he went to repossess the car.
I gave him the first $400 in advance.
She just, you know, bucked out on her payments. You got to pay. I mean, if you agree to pay, you got to pay.
He basically tried to repossess my car before anything was even due.
I mean, it is what it is. We'll fix the lady's car, and everything should work out.